the way we'll do it is by enforcing the law, which I had the honor of helping to write, the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, which in law ends the discrimination in treatment of those with mental illness and substance use disorders. Obviously, attitudes aren't as far along as we'd like them, but the law is pretty clear. If we get the law enforced, hopefully, eventually, attitudes will begin to follow.
You know, we have some good ideas on what causes cancer, what causes heart disease, diabetes. Have we even scratched the surface yet of what can cause mental illness?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of understanding and science. These illnesses are genetically based, perhaps as much, if not more, than any other physical illness. And like every other physical illness, they're environmentally triggered. So we can both, in the future, better identify and treat the genetic predisposition biologically, but we can also treat today the environmental triggers and mitigate, really, the pathology of these illnesses, which is really allowing these illnesses to go untreated for so long, such that they're very intractable by the time we get around to trying to treat them.
You've been diagnosed with bipolar. When did you know that something was wrong? Were you a child when you realized, I feel different than it looks like a lot of the other children do? When did it first come clear to you that something was different?
Well, I was fortunate coming from my family to have early assessments and treatment, and frankly, most families don't have that or aren't as enlightened as my family was in getting me the help that I needed. So what we are all challenged by, though, is the lack of overall urgency towards these issues. So that's what we're hoping to address through the Kennedy Center at Morehouse School of Medicine and through the implementation of the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, which really gives us the lever now to really push forward treatments and to push them forward early in our lives such that we can make a real difference in the ultimate trajectory of these illnesses, because we've been so aggressive in treating them upon the first incident of serious mental illness or substance use disorder.
Did you feel reluctant to move ahead and move publicly with this information because of the Kennedy name? Did you feel you had to live up to a certain standard and I can't put this stigma on my family? Did you feel that pressure?
Well, everybody feels the stigma, and I don't think any of us willingly or chooses to have these illnesses. The attacks on your character and so forth are pretty real. However, I'm blessed because my family, President Kennedy, really addressed the stigma, and he addressed it over 50 years ago when he signed the Community Mental Health Act of 1963. And he said, the mentally ill need no longer be alien to our affections or beyond the help of our communities. And he basically stated what should be our modern-day policy. We shouldn't treat people alien to our affections or beyond the help of the communities. So it's really the model for what we should be doing in terms of implementing modern-day mental health policy.
How did you come together with Dr. Satcher? How did this partnership begin?
Dr. David Satcher, as Surgeon General, released a seminal Surgeon General's report that really provided the underpinnings for the legislation that I ultimately was part of writing. And so if it weren't for Dr. Satcher, I don't think we'd be where we are today with the parity of law. And so we all have worked together, and it's great to be partnered up with him again and to moving this whole issue forward again.
What are some of the goals of your partnership? Will you be releasing reports, working on legislation, making public speeches? What are some of the projects involved?
Well, we're really interested in building coalitions, because the thing that's most needed is better public policy, and that's not going to happen in a vacuum. We need to align everybody's interest to some common goals. And the brain is part of the body. It needs to be treated the same, and no one ought to be discriminated against simply because their illness is of the brain. That's a message that appeals to people with Alzheimer's, to autism, to addiction. We really need to build these coalitions for everyone's advancement.